Hi, empaths, intuitives, artists, and alchemists. Welcome back to your podcast. This is Empath Entertainment. I'm your host, Rachel, and I'm excited to present this next topic, the magic of unburdening a sense of worthlessness. And that sounds like a very heavy topic, and I'm sure it is, actually. So when we're on a podcast that's meant to be entertaining, why would we talk about something so heavy? Well, I just have found that the unburdening of this pain, of these irrational, erroneous beliefs about myself, has really led to a lot of freedom, confidence, and really inspired me to bring that shift to others. And working with internal family systems, you know, the word unburdening is a key word. It's really getting to the core wound, the source of sometimes compulsive behaviors, thoughts, and relationship issues. And what the burden of worthlessness will bring is this craving for approval, craving for love-like attention, and it will create compulsory behaviors. It'll feel like we're out of control. So many of us are carrying this, and it often stems from patterns of neglect from primary caregivers at a very young age. And what happens is when caregivers are inconsistent or volatile, as children, we need some sort of consistency. We're trying to find patterns so we can make sense of the world. So what we might do if we find that we're being abused or mistreated, or we're managing a lot of feelings of being a burden to caregiver, or that there's no room for us to have needs, things like that, we will make it mean something about ourselves, just so there's a form of stability and consistency. Oh, it starts to make sense when I'm mistreated because I'm not worth much, right? So it starts, we're just trying to make sense of it. As we do so, we start holding on to these thoughts and they become beliefs. And that can be one form of a burden. And when we're looking at unburdening, that means we're working with a young part that's been exiled in the system. It's been pushed back, pushed aside, ignored, neglected, pretty much, because often the internal will reflect the external environment of the time that it was created. So working with clients, I'll create a space that's hopefully safe. That's my intention. Judgment-free. And open to kind of explore what's going on in your system in a safe way, in the timing that feels right for your system. And we might be working with protective parts, parts that are in place to make sure that exile, the pain of that exile, doesn't overwhelm your system. And the manager parts are proactive in that. They might have obsessive compulsive patterning. They might make sure your schedule's booked. You know, managers are proactive in making sure we don't feel the pain of the exile. Firefighters are reactive. So that exile starts to get activated. The wound is maybe reopened or touched or triggered, and the exile gets activated, and the firefighter then performs whatever numbing behavior or consoling behavior or sometimes what the firefighter will do is inject the pain into somebody else, right? So it's a reactive part. Overeating, drug use, anything that you might think of to, you know, numb yourself from the pain, scrolling endlessly on social media, right? It becomes compulsive. It becomes like a compulsive behavior, something we feel out of control. So unburdening the system of the pain, the stress that we couldn't manage, so we pushed it aside, locked these parts away, these beliefs that are very painful, we carry them with us. And when we look at them and explore, these parts want to be heard and understood. You know, I've found that there's a lot of, there's so much potential for healing. And this is why I really committed to familiarizing myself with this system of healing and infusing it with radiant human meditation, something else I was certified in this past year, which really helps infuse self-energy into the system. Self-energy, self with a capital S in internal family systems, is your true self, the part of you that can't be damaged. Your perfect healer, your perfect parent lives inside of you. It's who you really are, right? Sometimes we over-identify with one of these moving parts, but they're just a part of who we are. And if we can have some distance and space and stay in self energy, we're able to interact with the part and provide it with healing and listen to it and support its needs. It's magical, because what it does is it changes your environment as you shift internally. I've seen it happen over and over again with myself and other people that I've worked with. When I combine this work with the conscious breath work and frequency work of Radiant Human Meditation, that's why I call it RHM infused IFS, Radiant Human Meditation infused internal family systems, magic happens, because you're collapsing triggers. You're getting to the source and the core wounds and truly releasing, truly unburdening that pain, those pain points, and then infusing higher frequency vibrations and offering that to the parts that want it, that would like it, right? It's an invitation. You're not making your angry part wrong. That's another reason I love this system. Oftentimes, you know, we're taught to meditate or do yoga or have some kind of practice to push those parts aside. Well, guess what? It doesn't make them go away. And we learn that with exiles. To ignore them doesn't make them go away. Oftentimes it exacerbates the situation, and they have to be louder next time, right? So it's really important to get to that source, that core wound. And I have found that working with consciousness and moving consciousness in the system with the breath work and frequency of Radiant Human Meditation perfectly combines with internal family systems and supports the manifestation of a new paradigm. And I've seen miracles happen in people's lives. It's truly transformative, and it's my honor to offer it to people. So if you are interested in this work at all, please reach out to me. info@urbanempath.com is my email. If you'd like to book a session, I will put my link in the description. And but feel free to reach out if you'd like to have a conversation to see if it's right for you, to explore it more, to see if we're a good match working together. I understand. You want to feel safe, right? You want to feel like there's some sort of resonance that you can let go to do this deep work with somebody. And I acknowledge I may not be the right match for everybody. So that's to be expected. So if you'd like to learn more about this, have a consultation, do reach out to me and we'll schedule something. And I look forward to talking more about internal family systems on this channel and in this podcast and explore deeper topics around healing, particularly legacy burdens, which I hope to offer soon, early part of 2022. I hope to offer a group session of legacy unburdening, releasing those ancestral traumas. And that's in the works, combining the Radiant Human Meditation with IFS. And I do hope to see you there. So stay tuned for that. And I really look forward to hearing from you and seeing you in the next one. Bye, Empath.